Hi, you're listening to the Pacific Pelican.us Oddcast with me, Daniel J. McKeown. This is episode 2 from June 10th, 2010. The subject is media codecs. What we're going to discuss today is what it means to be publishing on the web now in multimedia formats, audio, video, I'm going to talk about the popular formats. Before we get into that, I do want to mention that lately I have been using Ubuntu for my desktop operating system. It's quite excellent. I'm using Ubuntu 10.04, Lucidlinx, the LTS, the long-term support version. It's quite outstanding. It's also better than the last two versions, which I had also I had dabbled in, and I had a Windows XP machine that was 5 years old, and I put a dual boot Ubuntu on it, 10.04, and it's been outstanding. So I've been very impressed, and I actually wrote an article on my blog about why you should install 11 really amazing applications that are free, if you're using Ubuntu, and you can install most all of them through the Ubuntu Software Center, but if you want to see that post, you can go to the link at u.sf3am.com/Ubuntu. And on the subject of open source, we're going to be discussing that a bit on this Oddcast. The WebM project is something that I actually had really followed with a great deal of excitement, because I do think that this is going to change the audio and video, or actually mainly video, on the web, on HTML5. Now, I know a lot of people have been talking about the battle over standards with HTML5. Some people, like Apple, want H.264, which is a proprietary format, and some people want something like Theora, like that's what Firefox wanted, and there was no agreement on the HTML5 standard-making body last year. So this year, Google decided just announced recently at their I/O conference that they're open sourcing the VP8 codec. Now, this codec is very interesting. I'm not a technical expert on these matters, but I know it uses the Matroska container. It uses the Vorbis audio codec, and for video uses Google's VP8 codec, which they bought from Onto Technologies recently, and they decided to open source. So what they want to do is make that a standard for video on the web. A lot of partners have announced support, some of them more tentative than others, based on the adoption rate. So I think it's definitely good news. It'll put more pressure on H.264 to offer reasonable licensing terms, even if it doesn't lead them to completely open source and make free their codec. So I do think that this is something that we might use on the Oddcast right now on the PacificPelican.us Oddcast here. I use Ogg Vorbis for audio. I did use M4A for the first one, but that song was actually just borrowed from a previous work just to start the blog off. And the posts I've been putting up on the Oddcast have been in Ogg Vorbis audio format, and that's a free codec, and that's excellent. And I am thinking about putting up some Ogg Theora video, which is also a free codec. And recently, we heard Steve Jobs make a threat about Apple and others creating a patent pool against Theora, saying it violates patents. But according to a lot of sources, it is a free codec that isn't actually encumbered. So there's a debate on that issue. So this Oddcast may eventually switch over to WebM. And on the other hand, this Oddcast was founded because I wanted to move over to a free format. And the way the technology is going now, I love doing video, and I love using my video camera, but I have a Sony HDR XR100, and it encodes right to H.264, and that's really the standard. Blu-ray uses H.264. Of course, Apple backs it. So it's something that you have to deal with in the world of video, but maybe WebM will be put in software so I can encode it in that, share it in that format, and it'll be free but also easily readable on the web. Right now there are differences. For example, Google Chrome will support Fiora and Vorbis, but it'll also support H.264. Firefox will support Fiora and Vorbis, but not H.264. Both of those are moving to support WebM. On the other hand, for example, Apple will only support H.264 and won't support Vorbis. So there's definitely debate going on. I want to see what happens, but I want to share the content on Pacific Pelican iOS in a free and open format. So if you want to see more updates by me, you can go to my Twitter page at twitter.com/PacificPelican, or you can visit my homepage at pacificpelican.us.
PacificPelican.us/OGGCAST